Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline with a very special guest. He's a former host of this radio program and the current voice of the San Diego Chargers. Josh Lewin is on with us right now. Josh, how are you?
Good, Brett. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. How goes life?
Well, you know, very 7-4-ish, just like the Ravens. But, boy, we're looking at a tough one on Sunday, no doubt about it. I mean, this is... you know, a place where the Chargers have never won. They hardly ever play there, I get that, but they've never won in Baltimore. And, you know, they were kind of lucky to win their last two, whereas the Ravens kind of smoked their opponents in the last two. So I think the oddsmakers probably have it right. You know, this one looks like the Ravens might legitimately be a favorite here, but the Chargers usually get hot right around this time of year, and they're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, San Diego's had an interesting season, a long winning streak early. You look at some of the wins, and they look very legitimate, but then a few of those losses are some of the bottom, or a few of those wins, I should say, are a few of the bottom feeders of the league right now, so it's a tough team to gauge from my vantage point 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, they got out 5-1 and really should have been 6-0. They lost to Arizona by a point week one, had the lead by 11 with 10 minutes to go, and couldn't hold it. And still in a position to win that one, they botched a snap, you know, of all things. So, you know, they lost 18-17, got out 0-1, and they ripped off 5 in a row. You know, now here they are with just a ridiculous end to their schedule. I mean, that's more, believe it or not, is the softest type they've got the rest of the way. They got Denver, they got New England, they got at San Francisco, and at Kansas City to end the season. I mean, so they're playing teams with a winning percentage of 700 the rest of the way, and then they got to win at least three of them, if not four.
Yeah, it's going to be very tough. Josh Lewin is with us right now on WBAL News Radio 1090. I was looking at something interesting today, Josh, preparing for the game. Phillip Rivers is second in the league in consecutive starts by a quarterback. Joe Flacco is third. You have two guys who are probably in the same range as far as how they're viewed as quality quarterbacks in the league. I would say in that second tier, Joe has that one discernible difference, which is a ring. He's probably won a little more consistently in his career. Numbers-wise, maybe a slight edge to Phillip Rivers. But it's interesting when you look at the Ironman component for these two quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, they both get hit, but they don't come out of game. You know, I mean, they're tough, and they've got the respect of their teammates, that's for sure. And, you know, I think Flacco last year had the kind of year that Rivers had for 2 years right before that, which is, you know, you kind of feel things crumbling around you and you try to do too much. And with Flacco not doing that this year, is kind of going back to what he's known for doing, which is just making smart decisions, you know, kind of let the running game take over. You know, things are a lot rosier for him, and I think that's the case for Rivers too.
When you look at Keenan Allen right now, is he on his way to becoming one of those upper echelon receivers in the league? I think statistically, you can make a case he's kind of there. But the guys we talk about year in, year out, maybe not to the level of Calvin Johnson, that might be unfair. But you know the group I'm talking about at wide receiver.
Yeah, he's more of like a Reggie Wayne type, you know, on a high end. I mean, you know, he actually touched down a game. 6 games last year, so you know, maybe if he can do that again.